From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting in Washington. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has indicted 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. That story now from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller laid out the most detailed allegations yet of Russian interference in the U.S. election. The 37-page indictment says the Russians, beginning in 2014, used fake social media posts and advertisements to sway opinion in favor of then-candidate Donald Trump. 12 of the defendants worked for the Internet Research Agency, a Russia-based company that carries out influence operations on behalf of Moscow. But the indictment does not accuse Trump campaign officials of participating in the scheme. Trump has called the Russia investigation a hoax and a witch hunt led by his political opponents. He's also repeatedly rejected or downplayed accusations that Russia interfered in the election. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Attorney General ordering an immediate review of how to respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an FBI admission that it ignored a tip about the gunman who killed 17 people, wounded 14 others at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida. President and Mrs. Trump visited Friday with victims of the mass shooting. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called it a new dawn for his country, promised to fight corruption following the resignation of his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, who was plagued by corruption scandals. Ramaphosa struck a note of optimism and outlined a vision to revive the country's economy. This is VOA News.